can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. With Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, November 7th. This is episode 112.
Curry and the Keeper.
Oh, and hello, my queen with skin smooth as cream.
Why do you...
Bam! Made another rhyme.
Hello, honey. Why do you say 112 and not 112? Show 112.
Do you have an issue with the production?
No, I'm just asking.
Well, honestly, because if I say 112, then it would be a second before they sing Curry and the Keeper. So I say 112 and it fills up the hole.
Oh, fills up the
Cheers
donut
me.
Hole.
Cheers me. It fills up the donut hole. There we go. Cheers, my darling. Have a sip of this vino. You will love it. We should just do that from now on. There we go. It's much better. 112 episodes. We haven't figured that one out yet. That's the way to do it. Okay. What do you think?
Woo.
Too strong?
It needs to open up a little.
This is the Chateau Haute-Landon.
Haute-Landon.
Grand de Bordeaux 2022. This is from the Costco crate.
Oh, okay.
And last night we had one which was from the crate that was given to us by Just Greg.
Yes.
And this one was given to us by the crate from Sir Brian with lame eyes. And no wonder, because the one yesterday was great and this one needs to open up. Open up your eyes, Brian.
It's good.
Actually,
it's
good. That was a tip from John C. Dvorak and these Costco wines. So you get four.
That one last night was great.
Fantastic. You get four in a crate for what? It's like $25 or something?
$32.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So here we are.
Day late.
We're doing the show literally
after
two minutes ago. I said, I'm ready for you. And you go, I'm like, I
know, and you did no
I
agenda.
Did no agenda.
Did I was three up and a half hours.
I was up at 7 a.m. I'm prepping. I'm doing everything. And you have a complaint about doing the Curry and the Keeper podcast, the most important, the second best podcast in the universe?
Yes. No, just because I'm a little tired. That's all.
I'm not.
I know. You're just Mr. Energy.
Stop.
Oh, don't. Oh, stop. Whoa. What's stop. With the hand?
Before you go. Isn't that aggressive when you do that to me? Stop.
Yes. Mr. Postman.
Can I thank you?
Yes.
For the never ending supply of underwear and socks that just keeps on appearing in my drawers. It is so appreciated.
You're very welcome.
Because I went to, to take my shower. I'm like, it's full again.
Yes.
It's appreciated.
Thank you. I wonder how that feels to just,
Well, if you'd let me do the wash, I'd gladly do it. You're like, no, you can't touch my panties because, I don't know, these little little pieces of cloth that cost $15. Like, you know what?
That's not the issue. It's the stuff that I line dry that you don't know what I line dry.
But I am so capable of so many things.
Great.
Why do you not think I would be able to line dry?
Okay, I'm going to teach you.
Is there some,
and you can take it over.
Right.
Excellent.
Okay,
awesome.
This is what did I just do? What happened here? What happened
you
here?
You made the case for your competency.
Wait, what just happened and here?
You are now in charge of the laundry.
Hello, baby.
Yes,
Hello. So
we're a day late because yesterday.
Yes.
I had my dental appointment. And
wow. And were you flipping out for a whole...
I wasn't flipping out.
A week beforehand. I saw you were very upset about this. Very. You even postponed it a day.
No, I did because I went out to dinner with a bunch of friends. That's why I postponed it.
Yeah.
But, oh my gosh. I mean, I knew I had to have it done and I wanted it done. So
it's good to have it done.
And
I encourage
and
that.
You said to me, you said, hold on, I got it in my notes here.
Wait a minute. You go,
I was the biggest baby and I can do it. So you can do it.
Wait.
Just get over there.
No. And then what else did I say? I said, do what I do.
You
so
said,
I
just
prayed.
Pray.
I prayed through it all. I prayed through it all.
So
I must have had a total of 30 hours in the chair.
Oh,
for everything I
got tired of laying in the chair.
Oh, I know.
It was 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
And with no stopping. And that's a lot for Zach Hollywood.
How do you think his back feels?
Well, I saw that he got up and he had to move his back. Yeah,
yeah.
He has to move around because he's hunched over.
Yeah.
I could not do that job. That is the grossest job ever. Getting somebody's mouth like that.
I have spoken to both Maverick and Hollywood about that. Don't you get grossed out about the stuff in people's mouths?
They love it, right?
Yeah, I guess so. You got to love it.
Well, it's almost like he's crafting art, too, when you think about it.
Hollywood is definitely making art.
Yeah, he's crafting art.
Look, have you seen how good it looks? It's in the back, but it looks really good.
I don't see it, though. It's not like out of my face, so I don't really care. I mean. Your teeth.
Previously, yes.
They're my molars. They're in the back.
But
I can't.
From the side, when you would be talking or laughing.
I know you thought my tooth was rotting, but it looked
gray and kind of, like.
Oh,
like,
now the truth comes out.
What am I going to say? Like, I don't want to make out with you because of that gory
make
tooth.
Out. Make out with me, baby. I got to write that down. Hold on.
Is it a possible title? Possible. Make out with me?
I don't want to make out with you. No, so I had a silver filling between two teeth. And
which
it
was
looked,
38 years old, probably.
I don't know when I got that. But my daughter, Elise, we talked about this in the last show. And she's like, oh, your tooth, you got like a cavity. And I'm like, no, that's a filling. And so when I went in for my cleaning, I said, hey, can we take care of that and replace that? And then all of a sudden he found two more things.
Yeah. Hey, while we're at it, let me do some maintenance here. That's what he does, man.
So I got it. I got there and he started with the upper right and he had to do an inlay because he said the tooth was starting to crack. So he took the filling out.
See, you want that.
And it was all silver fillings. Yeah. And I was concerned about the mercury and he said, I probably eat more in the salmon. So he wasn't too concerned about it, but that wasn't okay. So I was concerned about the drilling, that high pitch sound and the vibration in my mouth. I don't like,
right.
But I got used to it. Okay. It was the contraption that they put in your mouth where they hold your mouth open.
It's like a rubber block basically.
But no, it's more than that. It's suction and water and it opened and it's like this big, and they're like, open your mouth.
Oh, this is more advanced. This must be a new device they have. I haven't had this device.
He's like, open your mouth wider. I'm like, I can't anymore. That's as wide as it goes. Like, I don't have a huge mouth. I didn't say that though. But I couldn't. So they're like, shoving it in my mouth. Anyway.
I love how they can kind of understand what you're saying.
You're
like, oh, you suck. Really? I didn't see the World Series.
I finally was like, my mouth is so dry. Like, you need to do something because. Yeah. But so I got used to the drilling. I got used to it.
Now, did you pray it all through it all? You didn't
I
need
did,
to do it.
And what I did is I put my headphones in and I cranked up the worship music.
Ah.
I cranked it up, even though I could hear zzzz. Over the songs
from your iPhone, you had your iPhone,
but I got
the worship music.
Yes, I got so relaxed that I actually dozed off while they were drilling my teeth.
I've had that happen many times.
Yes,
it's great.
But in my dream, there were angel wings up on the ceiling, and it seemed like a really high ceiling in the dental office. And there were these huge, beautiful, like brown, that spanned the whole ceiling.
That is the Holy Spirit taking care of you. Removing. I told you, you remove your fear, you remove the pain, you remove the sound. I'm so happy. And then you text. I'm like, I had a meeting at like 1:30.
I know you're like, you're on your own. I'm like, I'll walk home. Don't worry.
Oh my God. I'm rushing my meeting. I'm like, hey, I got to go. In fact, I even stopped the meeting to go say goodbye to you. A different meeting in the morning. I said, excuse me, I have to go talk to my wife. And I walked right away, rocked out of the meeting. and I texted you and said, let me know if you want me to pick you up. Cause I didn't know if you're going to do gas or whatever.
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
And all you text back is coming home miserable.
Oh, so let me finish my story.
Okay.
So after I was done, it wasn't the drilling. It was the stretching of my mouth. Which was my lips are so dry, my mouth is dry, and they're just like trying to stretch it. Yeah. And it was actually painful. I did not like that.
I
adapted to the drilling, but it was the stretching.
Well, that's Helga.
And so,
she's from Hungary.
Well, and then Hollywood, he dropped a tool. Like it flew out of his hand over my head. He goes, that's the first time I've ever done that. I'm like, and then Helga dropped something right on my chest. And I looked at both of them and I pointed like, what's going on? You and then you. So.
But isn't it a lot nicer when you know them and you can joke around with them? Yeah. Isn't that much more fun? Because I find it removes so many fears from me. Just to be able to joke around with them. Yeah. Like, listen, you East Block woman. To Helga.
She's from the
East Block.
She's really nice.
She cracks up when I do that.
So I got home and I was exhausted because it was stressful.
Yeah.
It was just, and we didn't sleep much because it was,
the election night.
So I slept maybe 4.5 hours.
Yeah.
So, and I was stressed out and then my right side started to hurt.
Yeah.
Yes. And it wasn't a terrible toothache, but it was painful enough.
And mind you, we actually both kind of fell asleep for a few moments on the couch.
Yeah.
And I woke up like 5 o'clock. Oh crap. I should have started the grill at 4:45 because we have our
class.
Walking with Jesus discipleship class at the church, which starts at 6 o'clock. So we had to really boogie wolfing down the food, and it was another great, fantastic
Pastor
course.
Brian is amazing. He's amazing.
He's so energetic.
We're on the second block of the discipleship class, and
it centers
around faith. Yeah.
Which I understand the word faith appears in the Bible 8,810 times.
Oh, you checked it out?
I did.
Okay. But going back to the dental appointment. So let me close the story.
I thought you were done. Come on, man. Like how long
Follow
can you
my
talk?
Lead. A, Follow my lead.
Like, it's like, I never talk about stuff like that.
Like what?
My teeth.
Oh,
for a year.
So by the time we got home, and because we were tired, then we rushed to go to the class, and I said, let me see how I feel when we get home. And we were both just wiped out. We were wiped out.
I tried in the parking lot. I said, I think David and Karen, like, have a good show. And I'm like, and Tina's like, I said, yeah, we're going to do a show. And then you gave me a look. I'm like, we're not doing a show. We are definitely not doing a show.
Yeah, it was just a little too much. But thank you for everybody, because I sent out the Substack. Mm-hmm. Everybody said they were praying for me, and I so appreciate that. Yeah. I did end up taking some Motrin.
Which is big for you. You never take anything for pain.
I don't take anything.
No.
I don't. I know. No. I am against over-the-counter drugs. Just the real drugs.
Please give me a break. Please.
So that's why. So thank you everybody for your prayers last night. I really appreciate it.
And that's it. Thanks for coming to the show.
Yeah. Okay. See you next week.
We're done, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh man. By the way.
Yes.
I want some of that Pastor Brian merch. He's wearing a hood. I didn't know there were hoodies.
Like, okay. Let's add another hoodie to the rotation.
Yes. I want more hoodies. I didn't know there was a hoodie, walking with Jesus discipleship class.
You got
hoodie.
Friends in big places. I'm sure they could hook you up.
But how come they're not offering that right at the entrance? I paid $10 for the book. They should be like, pay $35, get a hoodie.
What?
come on, people. Come on. Let's think about this.
We can get you merch.
Did you like the hoodie?
Yes, it's nice.
You don't care.
You have so many hoodies.
I need more hoodies.
At least you're wearing hoodies and not crew neck sweatshirts.
Da, 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 da. Jeez.
Make your neck look.
I'm glad you have so many comments.
Oh,
and then when I wear a hoodie, then it's like, you can wear the hoodie. Yes, you're going to say something about me?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, go for it.
I'll get to it.
But we need to go back.
Yes.
Because,
yes.
Just so you know, Tina withholds things from me for days, something that I'm really interested in.
Oh.
I'm saving it for the show. Oh. So it's been an extra 24 hours that I've not been able to hear about your Global Entry interview.
Before we talk about that, I want to talk about my girlfriend, Teresa, who came into town. She arrived on Thursday, and we spent really 4 great days together. And we see each other at least once a year now. She lives in Illinois, but she also has a place in Florida. And so she came out to attend the Bridge event with me on
the
Saturday.
Women's event, yes.
The women's event, mm-hmm. Forgiven and Free. And they had the author, Rebecca Alonzo, in there. And so she came and we just hung out. And, you know, Teresa and I go back to 1988. And I think
the Terror Twins of Chicago.
Well, they used to call us TNT.
Explosive. Yes. The Terror Twins of Chicago. Tina and Teresa running around as two single women in Chicago.
So in 1988, I was going through my first divorce. And I remember this distinctly. We were standing in the bathroom on the second second floor of the bank in the commercial department. And somehow we got to talking and I mentioned that, yes, I was getting a divorce and she was divorced too. And that's how it started. And she was like, we need to get together.
I didn't know she had a divorce.
Yeah, she was married before. Oh. Yeah. Young, really young. Hmm. And not very long. I think maybe five years. And so that's how we started hanging out. And mm-hmm. so we would hang out. We started traveling together. We started just having fun together. Mm-hmm. We'd go out dancing together. And yeah, we just had a blast. We had a blast. And we've still been friends, you know, ever since. So we've had some peaks and valleys. Like I think when Elise was born, I was living in Naperville and she was living south of me in Illinois. And we didn't really spend that much time.
No, you had no
together.
Time for her. You're like, go away.
No, hardly. Anyway, so I just love spending time. She's easy to be around. And we talk about everything.
Yes, Teresa's great. She sat in my seat on the couch once
again. You offered it up to her.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
And only once did I detect that she left the lid up.
No, I don't think she did. She was very, very diligent about that.
I saw the lid up.
It was probably me.
Really?
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm just kidding because I love Teresa. Well,
when she first got here, she went into the bathroom and it wasn't flushed. And she's like, oh my gosh, you talk about me not putting the lid down and it's not flushed. And I think that was probably my fault.
I'm pretty sure it was
probably
you.
My
yes.
fault. And uh-huh. I was probably rushing to get out of the house to go, because I went to Bible study and then I went to go pick her up. And yeah, it was.
But that's like, I don't think I've ever forgotten to flush
yes,
the toilet.
Yes, you have.
I have?
Yes. Yes. And you've left the double seat up before too.
Oh, wow.
Rarity.
Oh,
rarity.
I should get a penalty for that. Oh man. Yeah. Rarity. Anyway. Yes.
Anyway. So it was so much fun having her. And so then on Saturday we went to the Bridge Women's Ministry event. And that was, like
I think
I
the
said,
title should be The Floater. Let me see.
The Floater? Why the floater?
Did the penny drop? No. Okay. Never mind.
Oh, the floater.
Someone's laughing out there.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
I don't know
for?
That I catch. I don't know that I get that.
You didn't flush the toilet?
Oh. Oh.
Wow.
Anyway, that's what I thought. But then when you said the penny dropped, I'm like, what does that mean?
Never mind.
Is it no agenda talk?
The penny, like when someone gets the joke, the penny drop. Oh. You've never.
No, is that a Dutchism?
No.
I've never heard of that.
No, because in Holland they say it's kwartjes gevallen. It's the quarter fell. In America, it's the penny drop. No.
I heard a mic drop.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Same turn. Thing. Anyway, so we went to the event on Saturday. It was really good. There was almost 130 women there and it was so well organized. Annette and Naomi just pulled a fantastic group of women together.
And, 130 or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
But no, yeah. I mean the committee and everything mm-hmm. just, everything was seamless. I mean, it went great. It was, mm-hmm. and it was a lot of fun and a couple things that really resonate with. So she told her story in the first half,
which is from the book,
The Devil in Pew Number 7, mm-hmm. which I talked about it before. I highly, highly recommend reading it. It's a story about forgiveness. And then she went to talk about freedom robbers. And so she started talking about a lot of different things that like rob you of your freedom. And, one thing that she talked about was how our DNA carries memories.
As in it's embedded.
Yes. And she said, you know, you need to pray to the Lord to cleanse your DNA. Do not let generational grief or trauma carry on to your children. And I was, a light bulb went off for me, a light bulb, because I started thinking about my mom and my dad and their childhood and kind of what I'm working on with God to heal me. And I can see the lineage. I can see it. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to start working on it with somebody to kind of get me released from it. So I thought that was really, I mean, there were so many other great nuggets, but I thought that was really, really cool. So it was a fun, fun event. So Teresa and I was there. We were there all day.
Was she coming in specifically time for this or was it just coincidental?
Well, she wanted to come and visit. And I said, why don't you come in this
right.
time?
Okay.
I said, and then you can come to the event. And so she was happy to do that. And then she went to church with us and she watches Bridge online every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Yes. Yeah. And so it was interesting. We were walking out as we were leaving the event and Pastor Brian was there and she was like, Pastor Brian, like it was a celebrity.
Well, it's fun watching that because I remember the first time when I went in during service, having watched it online for months, And the first thing you notice is it's the dynamic and, oh, I hear people and you feel the room. It's yes. so different yes. than watching it. And I was talking to her about it.
Yes.
And then, you know, there was this healing moment for her, which was really spectacular.
Oh, I know.
Because she's had some, she's got bionic knees.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just really, really, she had good, it was good,
yeah.
good to see her it enjoying it was good. That.
And then yeah. we got to go out to dinner with Pastor Jimmy and Annette on Sunday night. So that, and I wanted her to be able to spend time with them because mm-hmm. she watches him every mm-hmm. Sunday. And so that was really fun. So then on Monday, I had to leave early because I had my global entry appointment.
Yes.
So let's back up a little bit though, because oh. You applied online. I applied online. They're like, we'll get back to you. You
no, apply wait, online. Wait. You applied online a week before I did because, of course, I was late. You were coming back from. There was no post-it notes, so I forgot. And I'd gotten through half of my submission, and you came back from hiking. And you said, "Have you done it?" Oh, crap! Let me finish it up. So I finished it up, and I was done. And then within like 2 days.
No, they said you were approved right when you sent it all
no,
through.
No.
Oh, you got an email back?
Yeah, I got an email okay. back. Yeah.
Yeah, and then they say, oh, you're approved.
Yeah,
and
congratulations. I'm like, you're a good guy.
I'm like,
we trust you. Oh, it's Curry. It's good.
And it's like, oh, remember the American Express card that because of me, you got that card and you got the box the angels. With the doves coming out of it and like and the potpourri in the box.
And you got like a mail pouch.
It wasn't even that. It was an envelope. I think it was torn. Here's your card. It was the same thing. So all of a sudden... And that wasn't fair because I am the one that raised your credit score. I
yes,
am the
you are.
One. Yes.
Well,
because when
that,
I met yeah. you, yours was in like the low 400s.
I had no score. It yeah. was, I was basically unknown.
Yes.
To credit. And I had, like, also look, had no credit card.
I'm like, look, if we're doing this news. Thing called life, you're going to have to shore up, buddy.
Yes. So now I have a credit score of 950 or something
I don't think
crazy.
That high.
I don't
like
know. It's high.
Something.
It's high.
I know.
But yeah, so.
Thanks to me.
And I've been stopped. I've been in the little. In the small interrogation room multiple times at the border coming back into America. And I sent in my application. I was like, hey, you're good to go. You get your card in a couple of days. Bye.
Yeah, so you get your card. You get your card and you show me your card. It's your picture. It's a picture, but from about 15 years ago. So you have long hair covering your ears. And I look at it and I go, wow, your face is so much fuller. You must have been a chunko.
To which I said, things you say to me that I would never even, it doesn't even occur to me to say such mean, hateful things.
You were a chunko.
And I'm like, have you been to the Walking with Jesus discipleship class? Have you even paid attention?
Oh, I
chunko.
Was, chunko.
Another show title, yes. Chunko.
I know you looked at me, you're like, I would never say that to
no,
you.
No, even as a joke, if the joke would be worse, I could just, if I said, it used to be a chunk, I can just see what you,
I know like, what?
I know exactly what your face would look like too. I'm like, no, I would never do that. No.
Maybe it was the hair, because their hair was covering your ears.
Well, the thing is,
like you had a helmet of hair in
the
that
The thing
picture.
Is, I had a global, and so people are wondering, I had a global entry a card many years ago. And it expired and I never did anything with it. And so I guess they went, oh, because the thing is you have to do an interview. You have to. You
oh, know, really? Answer, let me tell you about answer, this interview. Let me,
you have to answer all these questions. Now, hold on. You have to answer questions and then you go in for the interview. Now, when I went in for my interview, which had to be 15 years ago, it was literally like, hey, Headbangers Ball. So it was a pretty quick interview.
It's a little
interview.
Bit how mine went, too. Let
oh,
me
really?
Tell you.
Okay.
Let me tell you.
So this is the thing that Tina would not tell me about, is yes. how the interview went.
So, but, okay, so Teresa and I had to leave
Wait
early.
Did someone go, Curry and the Keeper?
They said, Tina Curry? Yeah. From Curry and the Keeper?
Yes, I'm telling you,
no,
right?
They didn't.
No? Okay.
So we get to the airport, and I'm turned into short-term parking, okay? And it's 12:15 and my appointment's at 12:30 and Teresa's uh-huh. with me.
Yeah.
And so there's no place to park. And Teresa said, I'm just going to get out here. I'll go into the airport. You look for a parking spot. You're going to be late. I'm driving around. I'm thinking I got to leave. I'm going to have to leave because I can't, I don't know where to park. I'm going to have to go out and go out of the building. And
so there was no parking spot?
There were no parking spots. And finally, I turned down this lane. And as I'm going down the lane, this car pulls right out at the end.
There it is.
I pulled right in and I said, thank you. Thank you, God.
Thank you. Exactly.
Thank you, God. Mm-hmm. And I was able to make my appointment. So once I got in there.
And they were punctual?
Yeah. Okay. Actually, it was early. So I got in there and, you know, he's asking me, you know, do you live here? Blah, blah, blah. Take your picture. Get your fingerprints. And, you know, your fingerprints aren't on ink anymore. It's like a trackpad.
Scanner.
And he goes, so what do you do?
And you said podcast?
I said, I'm a podcaster. He goes, really? What's your podcast about? He goes, what's the name of it? And I said, oh, it's me and my husband. And I said, it's called Curry and the Keeper. I said, my husband actually co-invented podcasting. He's like, seriously? I go, yeah. He goes, wow. Has he been on Joe Rogan? I go, yeah, he has been 5 times. He goes, really? What's the name?
Yeah.
So, of course, he wrote down Curry and the Keeper, and he wrote down No Agenda. He's like, I love Joe Rogan.
Oh,
I love Joe Rogan. Goes, I'm going to totally check this out after I leave. And I'm like, you don't seem like a government employee. I'm like, okay. No questions. No, nothing. Like nothing about.
It's just, do you exist or do you, can you breathe? Do
give me your passport. You're good to go.
Yeah. Pay me the money. No, we already paid for it.
Yeah, we already paid for it.
Oh, that's nice. So hello, agent.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. He's probably angry. He's like, you guys promised a show on Wednesday and it didn't show up. What kind of podcaster are you? It'll revoke your global entry.
Exactly.
Aww,
exactly. Isn't that nice?
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That was nice. Yeah. Anyway, yes. I pimp you out all the time though. I really do.
Everyone does.
I'm
it's okay.
I'm
used
my husband.
To it. Yeah. Everyone pimps me out. Yeah.
I know. But I'm a podcaster now.
You are. And a mighty fine one.
I call myself. I call myself a podcaster now because I really don't have any other jobs. Although I'm going to start helping more with the women's ministry. Annette wants me to help out more. So she's like, you can't get a job. You need to help me more. We need to create this brand. So after the women's event, I said, look.
Wait, she said the magic words.
Please.
Create this brand.
Oh, well, not create the brand, but promote the brand.
Yeah. But you like that.
So I gave her a couple ideas and I said, look, we need to send out a survey after this event. Like we need to send it out now and think about like 5-6 questions. I said 5, they added a 6th one. I said short so that it doesn't take a lot of time of what you really want to know. And you use that for your next event. Mm-hmm. And so we did that. We rewrote it up on Monday. Faith got it out. Yesterday, I believe. So, yeah. So, and then I said the name of the women's ministry is Flourish. And I said, I think that at the next event, you need to explain why you named it Flourish, mm-hmm. why it was named Flourish mm-hmm. and explain what that means. I said, because that helps, promote the brand.
Yeah.
So she wants me to help her a little bit more on creating, being involved in the women's ministry. So that's my job.
So does this take away from the wine bar where you're finger painting?
Oh, I haven't answered them.
Finger painting. By the way, that's an even better idea.
Yeah. But also, I've been exercising my marketing communications fundraising, which I've been helping
Trey.
You with Trey. Trey's hosting an event in December, and I looked at his fundraising letter, and I sent a bunch of edits, and we looked at his art, and I gave you my feedback on that, and yeah, I told them, let me know how I can help you.
And you're so good at that. You're so good at the Tina wash.
Uh-huh.
It's like, give Tina anything. It's like, you know, some people throw it through ChatGPT. Bad idea. Just send it to Tina.
Knife in my heart.
curry.com.
Knife in my heart.
And it comes back with edits. It's beautiful. Yes. It's perfectly done. It's amazing.
And that's so funny because, and it is funny that at Ronald McDonald House Charities, they used to always say, has it been through the Tina wash?
Exactly. Yeah. No, you're so good at it. Yeah. And, you know, he sent me the poster. So basically it's a Christmas concert, but it's not going to be Jingle Bells. It's the greatest story ever told. He has this phenomenal worship band coming in. The guys used to be a worship leader at Gateway Church.
Yes.
As a whole bunch of former worship leaders who are in the band. And they have this 90-minute set and that's multimedia with video of The Chosen. And I mean, he's the whole thing is arranged.
I know.
December 7th, Saturday, December 7th, 6:30 p.m. Mark Plotz in Fredericksburg. So he sends me the poster and I send it to you. And then you right away go, I see no Christmas. I see no Jesus.
I see nothing about the holiday. No, yeah. And so did you tell him that was my feedback or did you tell him that was your?
No. Yeah, I'm okay. Like, hey, Trey, let me tell you what I think about this. Clearly, Trey.
You didn't even see it.
No, I didn't. That's not what I do, man. I'm looking like, hey, Trey, there's no holiday. There's no Jesus here. Yeah. And he's like, you're correct. I'm redoing the whole thing. Yeah, you better. Yeah. I will make sure he knows.
That's you know funny. What? And I would love to help him. I would love to help him raise money. I will do it. I will help him.
Yeah.
Yes, because if he gets...
Well, his idea is to keep this going and then do more and then ultimately spin this into helping to set up the 2,000 seat venue vision that I have
that's
here.
That's beautiful.
And he said that right up front.
Well, you're emceeing the event. You forgot to mention that. You're going to be the MC.
Well, what I like... doesn't matter. He said, we emceed. I'm like, yes, I'm there. It's like, I don't even care what your plan is. You're setting this up. I'm there and let's go. So we met on Monday at Java Ranch, of course, the clubhouse. And he laid, I'm like, so what do you need help with? He doesn't need help with anything. He just needs Tina wash. I told him that you need the Tina wash.
He's a very good writer. I mean, obviously.
He's a lawyer.
He's a very good writer. Yeah. I did update the letter a little bit because I think you need to put the ask up front.
You know how to do this.
Yeah. And I told him to use what works for him, but I know that those types of letters, I know how to make them successful. I know how to write them so that they're successful.
So he's a very faithful guy. And he's got a big heart for Jesus. And he says, so I don't just want it to be a concert. I want people to tell their story. So we talked about it and he said, well, why don't you tell your story as introduction to the concert? This is a great idea because he's going to have volunteers walking around. He says, I didn't just want people walking around with, ask me about Jesus.
Right.
He says, instead, ask me about my story.
Yes.
I'm like, what a great idea. I love that. What a great idea.
Well, he owns Salvation Spirits too. Yes. And it's beautiful in there. He obviously has an eye for creative. He's got a creative brain. He's got that legal, logical brain and the creative brain, which he does. That's pretty neat. Yeah. So that's going to be fun,
I'm happy
to help him in whatever way he wants me to help him.
Coolio, man.
Yeah, man.
You're the best, man.
So I got sort of, you know, a little couple part-time jobs.
Yeah, you're kind of busy. So now you got stuff to do.
Now I got stuff to do.
And of course, the insane schedule, which you have created for us before we go to Italy, which I warned you about.
Babe.
We haven't had a chance to breathe.
Babe.
Like, we have guests coming tomorrow, and the guests leave, and then we go straight away for hamburgers with some other people, and then we do a little dance, make a little love. Oh, sorry, no time for that. Get down tonight. Get down. Tonight? No.
Stomachache.
I don't feel good. Stomachache.
Too much sugar.
M&M's. Yeah.
So after this weekend, we have no plans.
Oh, for what? For 2 seconds?
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday next week. No plans.
Really?
Yeah. I am doing my re-recording my podcast with Vic
with
on
Vic.
Monday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Let me do our schedule here.
Yeah.
That's amazing. But then on Friday
we have dinner here.
All right.
Yes. And then,
the one thing, cause since, forgiveness was your women's.
1 second. I just want to make it known that we don't have any plans after this Saturday for the next 3 Saturdays.
We're open, people.
We're open.
Book now while stocks last.
Yes. We got to get together with Pastor Brian and Nomers. That's my next thing on my list.
All right.
So, yes. Okay, carry on.
So you had my wayward son. So you had this forgiveness themed event.
Yes.
So I'm struggling with post-election, in general.
I said we weren't going to do a recap in our.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
What did you say?
In the newsletter, I said, we're not going to do a recap.
No, this is not a recap. Okay. It's like, so there are people in our lives who are, I would say, probably angry, upset, maybe fearful about Trump winning the election. And some of them, and some people we know who are dealing with this, where people are saying, I don't want to deal with anybody who voted for Trump. I mean, as Christians, what do we do with that?
We don't know these people. It's indirectly. We've heard these stories.
But indirectly. But There's people around town. There's signs. I mean, do we just all keep on going and pretending like the other one doesn't exist because they're crazy, they're mad, or we're crazy? I mean, how do we deal with that in general? I'm just struggling with the forgiveness part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any ideas?
I think we have to live by the fruit of the Spirit. We have to still be loving and kind and patient, and I think we need to, and compassionate. I think we have to.
But we don't need to reach out. We don't need to say, hey.
I think we continue. If somebody says, I don't want to do business with you anymore because I don't like who you voted for, you have to honor that. And you know what? God closes doors so that other doors can be open. Mm. Honor that, but continue being the person that you are. Mm. You can't force this person to want to.
No, I just talk to you. I feel so bad for these people who are so mad. And
if it was my daughters, I would probably obviously take a different approach. You know, I would just,
yeah.
I would be really wanting to make sure that relationship wasn't severed. But if it was a business person, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so Julie, we were messaging back and forth, and she asked me how I felt. And she said, you know, she was kind of questioning how she felt. And I mm-hmm. said, you know, I felt relief. I didn't feel joy. I haven't gloated. I mean, the post on my Instagram was all glory to God because this was all in God's hands, and God delivered us.
Yes.
And I just felt relief because I really felt like our country, like we were in a crazy bus and we were about ready to drive off the cliff. I really felt that.
We had a nice chat about it this morning, which I appreciated.
Yeah, we have good talks, don't we?
Yeah, during our Bible study. Talks? It's good talk, man.
Yeah, good talk. Yeah, meet you there tomorrow.
So what I felt is just, you know, because of course I look online and there's the obvious gloating and the memes, and I'm like, in a way, it's so American that we lived in this movie for the past several years, certainly the last 2 years intensely. And in this movie, the hero, you know, he's fighting evil. He gets shot, go figure. And then he perseveres. He gets through it. He's victorious. And then we're all high-fiving as we walk out of the theater while the credits are rolling. It's like, and then we just go, what? We just go back to being, you know, to everything happening. But that's the feeling I get. I get the feeling that a lot of people are like, all right, it's taken care of. Like, we need to, you know, Elon's going to do it. Right. Be the Elon in your community, you know, like work on waste and fraud in your community and be the RFK Jr. for your kids. Make sure they eat healthy. I just feel like we're so used to like, okay, that was great. When's the next sequel coming out? We'll go look at it then. And like people are kind of like, it's done. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does. However, the prayer warriors that I text with are not like that. They're like, we cannot rest on our laurels.
Okay, good.
We cannot rest on our laurels because as I said to you this morning, we just got a little too complacent.
Yeah, I'll say.
And then it was like, we were shaken awake. Like, what is going on? Yeah. So I feel relief and I'm not gloating. I'm not gloating at all.
No, you're not at all. No.
And I think it sent a big message. It sent a huge message. And I hope that other people, once their emotions kind of settle down, realize that people who are struggling and need to put food on their table, that's the most important thing than.
Yes. And they need to put good food on their table.
So anyway, I like having my talks with you.
It's good talks, man.
Yeah. So, hey, you want to bring us, can you give us an update on your project that you're working on?
Yeah, it's going great.
Yeah.
It's so cool. Okay. I will give a little update.
Give a little update.
We haven't really talked about it anyway. Down world people are talking about it. Pastor Jimmy's talking about it from the pulpit.
Yes.
He
blessed you. He asked the church to bless you.
That was very sweet.
That was really, I know that touched your heart.
Yes. In short, the basic concept is the future of media is hyperlocal. And we started a station here in Fredericksburg. It's called Hello Fred. And there's a whole technology behind it. But if you go to hellofred.fm, you can listen to the live stream, which is 24 hours a day, the best worship music. And you'll hear that there's all kinds of local Fredericksburg information, podcasts that are from here. Like, I don't know, Karine the Keeper, living
no,
up.
No, you took Karine the Keeper off of it.
No, Hello Fred has Karine the Keeper on it, the player on Bridge Church is different.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes. Now, Karine the Keeper is part of Hello Fred.
Okay.
Yeah. But also Pastor Jimmy's doing his daily grind, his daily devotional.
So he records that every day for you?
Absolutely not. Oh. He records 5 in a row. So actually he sent me 5 more today. And before we had dinner, I uploaded those and put all that in.
And so do you put them in? How do they all five of them go throughout the day? Or do you, you have one a day?
No, they rotate. So every hour there's a different one. So now there's 10 in total, but there's also a podcast, which is on HelloFred.fm. If you go to Bridge Church, you'll see Bridge Church has the same technology, the same player, but they have different podcasts.
Oh.
So, you know, they like Jack Hibbs is on there and Alan Jackson. And so it's a different player. And I mean, it's great working with Faith. It's Jimmy, Pastor Jimmy and Annette's son, daughter.
Son.
I'm confused, man.
Jeez.
And she does all the stuff for the Bridge Church.
Oh, it's all the way down. It's below the fold.
Oh, okay. That's where it was before. It's always been there.
Well, it's all the way down.
Well, I'll tell you this. At one point we had, you know, 12 people listening in a morning, and I'm seeing 150 people a day listening. That's a lot for a church that has 700 people.
Yeah.
So
and I wonder if they could have a rotating carousel on their landing page so that it has different information so that, you know what I mean? Because you have to go to
somehow
their...
we left my project and now we're back to your executive
I'm looking
directing.
At their website, like, oh, their
executive
website.
Directing anything. Wow.
Sorry, babe. Anyway, okay, go ahead.
So that's the beginning of the idea. And the mission I have is to lift 1,000 voices. So I hope to have 1,000 of these local stations / podcasts coming all around the country.
Yes. Yeah. And you're so excited. I love how energized you are by it.
I'd love people to listen to the radio stream because it has all the promos.
HelloFred.fm.
Has the promos for the shows. It's got great worship music, modern stuff. No commercials, just it's good. I'm having a ball doing it. Yes. with Dave Jones and Gordon Marcy.
Yeah,
there's a lot more behind it, a lot more stuff we're doing with, but there's a lot more.
And you've done a couple sales calls.
I haven't done a sales call in 15 years.
Yeah. And these are Zoom calls, so you can see people?
No, I used to have to get on a plane and go fly somewhere. No, it's on Zoom calls. It's great. Yeah. It's fun. I am having a good time.
And you've been putting on your 3-piece suit for these Zoom calls?
No, absolutely not. But I am taking showers early in the morning, which is like a big deal. Normally like, it's 11 o'clock. I think I'll take my shower. So I'm like, Phoebe, I'll take you out in half an hour after I take my shower. It's 1:30. So now I'm like, I got to kind of shave and look presentable. I guess I just wouldn't have to, but it's nice.
Well,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, there's radio stations who are using this. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. Yeah. That's awesome.
It truly is a calling. And and we're just trying to get the gospel spread out there.
Yeah.
Local radio is gone. So we're bringing that back.
Yeah. I was asking you very pointed questions about marketing. How are you going to do this? How are you going to get people out of their silos? How are you? Yeah.
Well, did we talk about that last week?
No, we were having the conversation the other night.
No, but where I showed it to and you went, why would anyone ever want to use that?
Why I'm the canary in the coal mine.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we talked about that.
It's going to be so successful.
That's good.
It's guaranteed.
That's good.
Yes. I'm excited.
Yes,
I'm excited.
You should be.
One of the things I promo often on the show, on the stream, is Tina's God Shot.
Oh.
And I promo a little bit of the God Shot and say, you want to hear the rest of this? You better go to Curry and the Keeper. Go to HelloFred.fm. Click on Curry and the Keeper to listen to the whole show.
Oh.
What is that? You sound like completely... unbelievable, like, man. That sounds...
It's time for Tina's God Shot.
It's time for Tina's God Shot. Don't worry about it. I'm just messing with you.
No, I
know you mean well.
I actually thought you clipped the God Shot and put it in the rotation.
In the promo. No.
You just promo it.
In rotation.
Promo is not the same thing, but okay.
Oh my God.
Anyway,
it's time for Tina's God Shot.
Okay. Okay. The God Shot is, it relates to the election and it relates to the results. And it showed me how much my thinking has just by being in God's word every day, by seeking his guidance, by obeying him, how much my life has changed, how much wisdom I've gained, how much knowledge I've gained, humility. And I've just transformed. And so I came across this God Shot because my friend Julie, who I adore her so much, the morning of the election, she texted me and she said, Tina, can we pray together?
Oh.
And I'm like, absolutely. And nice. So we didn't get a chance to catch up, but we prayed and she brought this up. She said, I want to read this to you. And this is my God shot today because it ties right into
okay.
what I thought and felt after the election results. And okay. so it's Psalm 47, verse 8-9. God reigns over the nations. God is seated on his holy throne. The nobles of the nations assemble as the people of the God of Abraham, for the kings of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. Mm. And to me,
yes.
that summed it up, that praise God, all glory to God, that he, this is what he planned to happen. And I gave him all the credit for inspiring the people, putting the energy and the motivation in people to make his will come true mm-hmm. and or his will come to life. And that the first thing I thought of when we knew that Trump was going to win, I thought, praise God, praise God. And I do. I feel that. I feel, all glory to him. Thank you. And yes. I thought that Psalm is perfect, that he reigns over the nations. And I hope that more people come to realize that and not get stuck in their own fleshly behaviors.
I, of course, completely agree. And I am convinced that he heard our prayers and is healing our land, because I was prepared for him to give us another 4 years of shaking and trouble. I mean, but I guess we've had enough. So now we have to show that what we want to do with it.
And I was reading Give Him 15 Dutch Sheets, and he was talking yes. about how this had to happen for the 4 years under the other administration.
For the season of reveal.
For the season of reveal, yes. so that people yes. could see that this was all planned so that people could yeah. see it.
And I think there's a lot more reveal to come.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so, because people really need to see all the... Might as well, we got to rip the Band-Aid off. Let's get all the ugly out
yes,
there.
Yes, I agree. So that's my God shot.
I'm so happy to be walking this journey with you, my darling.
I know. It's phenomenal, isn't it?
Even though you make fun of me.
Always, baby. So I was thinking about this yesterday as we were sitting in class. I mean, we're in his word every day. Mm-hmm. We do devotionals probably
seven days a week.
Every day. Yeah. You know, we go to church on Sunday. Yeah. We go to the classes on
Well, we don't just church.
Wednesday.
We're in it. We're yeah. we're in the word.
Yeah.
We're
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We do the classes. I write the church newsletter. We volunteer. We're going to go do a video for them to promote Curry and the Keeper. No. That would be pretty funny if I said that. Hey, by the way.
Now it's time to hear from Nicole Sabrina.
This is our podcast, right?
We like to hear from those cocksuckers now.
What did you say?
Hey, what did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the cocksuckers.
Value for value is this podcast, just like that one across the street, Living Up in a Down World. It's also a value for value podcast.
Yes.
Make sure you support them as well. CurryandTheKeeper.com. You can go to the about page, learn all about it, what it means. You know, people I think are holding on to their Bitcoin these days because, you know, you see what Woo-hoo! Happened to the price. You know, people who were supporting us when it was 30, thank you very much, because we haven't done anything. We just kept it.
Yeah.
We're
just
not doing
stick it
anything.
In our little wallet.
Now I did have a node issue.
Oh,
I was so busy with Hello Fred that I didn't notice the node had gone down, and it was down for 3 days
what?
And the channels closed and everything. So people might have boosted that I had not seen it.
Oh.
So if you did, I'm really sorry, and you'll have to reboost if I miss you, if I missed you by any chance. But I think people are getting very close. People, you need to check $500 in cash total, aggregate, no matter how many times you've donated, you become a salmonier. And if you did it through modern podcast apps like Fountain.fm by boosting, it counts time and a half. So really, what does that mean? You have to, at 350? Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Yeah, one and a half. Yeah. See, hello.
Yeah.
Hello, marketing person.
I'm not a math person.
Me neither. Guess what? Because we, you know, the glasses, they're collecting dust, and we want to send them out, and we want to welcome you. And
nobody wants to be a salmonier anymore.
There's people do. They just don't know. I mean, I look at what people have sent in. We started off, by the way, with our executive producer, Sir, by his grace, David Wicker.
Oh, I have
comes
his notes.
Flying in with $111.22. Of course, 1122 is their church there in Florida.
Oh, I know. That,
so he added a one to it, which is just so beautiful. They sent us a box of t-shirts.
Hoodies, yes. Hoodies. Which I am happy to wear. And he sent us a lovely note. It's long, so I don't know that I'm going to... And it's our picture. Did you see our pictures on the other side?
I did see it. Well, I have a written note.
Yes, for the donation.
Yes.
Aww,
well, that, and, so grace. The note that he sent, and by the way, Southeastern Turf Grass Supply...
Yes.
Is his business. For all your golf agronomic needs, I think that's how I pronounce it. I guess that's whatever green stuff you need on your golf course. Southeastern Turf Grass Supply. Do you want to read any of the note that he sent with the...
Yes, do you want to read that?
Yeah, I'll read this one first. Life got away from me last week and I missed episode 111. Halloween, sports ball, Hope softball, Aspen's cheerleading, your group... sorry. Of course, we understand. We want to cheers show 111-1, I mean 112. Here's to a magical couple on a magical journey celebrating your magical milestone. I'm grateful to know our Jesus put us together to get through these days. Together we go forward as one body. What a time to be alive. May God continue to bless and keep you. The Wickers sure do love the Currys. KTLD! Which of course we have.
Yes. Oh, Sir, by his grace, I every time I open my Bible, I think about him because he gave me that such beautiful gift about 2 years ago.
Yes.
So the note that with the hoodies that came, which I love, he said, we love the Currys. His wife, Jules, is adorable and so lovely,
and
too.
And their kids are
I haven't
super
met,
cute.
We haven't met
well,
their
seen
kids.
Pictures.
Yes. We love the Currys. You two are such a gift in this world. Y'all's story, you're ever changing, ever unwinding, ever overflowing is just amazing. Tina, it always warms my soul to hear you mention your Bible. And when I heard you took it to Mexico, well, that gave me pause and a surge of gratitude. See? Oh. We know it's not me, but sending that took boldness. That, not bragging, only sharing. And God blessed us through that one small step of obedience. Humbling, incredible, fascinating. He says, Adam, my older, only by a bit, brother from another mother.
Okay.
60 is a giant milestone, but 90 will be too. I gush to you my intentionality of our show. It's so important to me. You, your show, your courage, your prophecy, your wisdom, brother, I could try a million times to explain it, but I would always fall short. God knows our hearts. He knows my sincerity. He knows I needed no agenda. He is faithful and he is good. Happy birthday. Let's go.
So yeah. He sent it. It got sent back.
Yes.
And so it finally made it. Banged up box would have made it. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you,
David.
Oh,
and,
Sir
and
David.
The whole family.
Yeah.
The whole family.
So thoughtful.
We have coming in with our associate executive producership with 77,777 Satoshis. There he is once again. Pastor Jimmy Pruitt.
Hello.
He says, another great episode. So many show titles tossed around. Crying face emoji. Looking forward to what comes tonight. Bro date was successful. Yes. And he says, topic. This is always our top. Whenever we go out, because election night, you went out with the girls, with Damonette and the church ladies. Who are not like the church ladies.
Our prayer warriors.
Prayer warriors, thank you. Not like Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
Is it Satan?
No, it's not like that. No, these are awesome ladies. I can use that word, awesome ladies. Pastor Jimmy and I went out. We both decided we were not going to look at anything. In fact, we didn't look at any election stuff for 2 days.
Yes.
Like, not interested. We went out. We went to Hill and Vine. And as always, here's our topic for every single time we're together. God, the world, and other things. That's all we talk about in that order. In that order. And it's so... I love it so much.
I know you do.
And we just have, I mean, we're going to have to do a podcast. It's obvious. It's been set up. And I don't know what the title is, but it's going to be about God, the world, and other things, for sure.
Do you want to take our title?
Our title?
Two girls, one God. Wait a minute. Two dudes, one God.
No, that's for you. I have the website. Oh. I have the domain name for you. When you guys are ready, twogirlsonegod.com is set. Is good to go.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
I know. I love watching your friendship. deepen with Pastor Jimmy.
It is. I have not had a friendship like this ever.
Yeah. And Annette says the same about him. So yeah,
I know. It truly is phenomenal.
I know. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. I love you, brother. We text several. What was that? Tina Marie Curry.
It was air coming up out of my throat.
Yeah, that's called a belch. No. In man world.
I don't belch. Do you ever hear me do that?
Let's go to the videotape. I'm ISOing that thing. I'll have it. Hey, listen.
It was Sir Brian
with an I and TJ the Raffle. No. Here's your next mega mix opportunity.
No.
No, I did not. I heard it.
It was bubbles coming.
Wow, like a truck driver.
It was.
Hey, what time did we load up the rig?
It was. No, that's so big.
Here we go.
It was bubbles coming up out of my throat. It wasn't a belch.
No, that's your story.
I do not do that.
That's your story. You opened your mouth and gas came out, but that's not a belch. No. That's just,
not ladylike. I don't do that.
I mean, just like you didn't flush. What am I married to here?
It was some bubbles in my throat.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bubbles in my throat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Come, yeah, I'm a little flustered.
Oh, jeez.
Coming in with $27.77. He's been donating almost every episode. Omega Man, yes, once again with a nice angel number there with the Heavenly Sevens. He says, Tina,
yes,
check the P.O. box.
Oh.
Two books are waiting for you and Adam.
Oh, nice.
It's for you.
Oh.
And he said, and he also sent another, an online book, which I have not accepted yet because I wanted to show it to you through Amazon. I heard you mention wanting to build a good foundation. Derek Prince is one of the greatest Bible scholars of the century. Mm. So he sent that to us and I will accept it so that we can then share that book. Gosh, I want to burp, but I'm not going to do it because, you know, I have manners.
I'm so embarrassed because that was not a burp. It was bubbles just escaping. Stop talking about it.
It's one of the greatest moments in podcast history.
Stop talking about it.
It didn't sound that bad. How childish are we right now?
That's because you're making a big deal out of it. You could have just passed right over it, but no.
Believe me, that could not be passed over. There was no... This was by far one of the best moments in my podcast career.
Have you ever hear me burp? No. I don't do that. I don't go bleh, like some people do.
Do I do this?
I catch you and then I'm like, dude.
Did you catch me?
You've done, and you're like, excuse me.
Moving on.
Anyway.
Daniel Williams, $25 on the PayPal. And no note, Daniel, please send us a note. We want to know.
Send us a note.
Ashley Wright, always coming in with her $7. We appreciate you so much, Ashley. And with his $77.77 mini striper donation. Ah, there he is. Sir Brian with an eye.
Yes.
Adam.
Oh.
Yeah. You and Pastor Jimmy coordinating outfits doesn't make you chicks. Dudes do it too. Clint and I do it all the time, especially for Halloween. Oh, it's about him. I'm glad it's about you again. We browse our costumes together online. We've gone as Dumb and Dumber in the blue and orange suits. We've gone as Bill and Ted and wore wigs. And I have to say, the ladies love it when guys do that. They flocked to us. And they must have run away because I've never seen you with a lady. Side note, Tina, I thought Dame Annette was your best friend. So why in the world did you make her eat beets? That's not very Christian of you.
She really liked them. And you know what, Brian? Pastor Jimmy and Adam aren't looking for chicks like you are. So yeah,
exactly.
They're happily married.
Yes. To each other.
Hello. Jeez.
No, it's real friendship.
Yes.
We want to make sure that we're not cold going out to dinner.
Yeah, whatever.
And he winds up by saying, in the evening, y'all.
In the evening.
Shelly C. Shelly C sends
Shelly.
Us two 2,000 Satoshi boosts, boosting far overdue.
Oh, well, thank you, Shelly.
Boost, boost, boost.
Thank you. Care Bear comes in with 777. No note, just a dot from Fountain. Thank you. And 7777 from KSU Pike 97.
That must be new.
No, we've seen KSU Pike 97 before. Okay. Who would have guessed? Adam is not as suave as he thought. Mm-hmm. Not quite sure what that is referring to from the last episode. I'm sure. I don't know. If Tina was talking about me, I'm sure it's right. KTLD and KYBO. And luckily, people are getting in on the joke. 500 Satoshis from Lonely Yank. From this day forward, he shall be known as Brian with no eye teeth. There you go. Keep it
who
up,
said
people.
That?
Lone Yank. Oh. Lone Yank. And last boost from Sakai the horse, who never leads a note. This is lots of blessings. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
I have a couple. I have a couple
other
things.
Yes.
Yep. So David Larson emailed me about the Aveeno lotion hack from Dakota Ice.
Oh.
And he sent me photos, and he decided to send them again.
Wait, there's a hack?
Yes. And so he discovered that the hydrogen peroxide caps fit perfectly on the Aveeno bottles. So once the bottle gets low, he says, and the pump won't work, he puts the cap on and he stores the bottle upside down. Boom.
Oh, that's a good hack.
Yeah. Thank you, David.
Yes.
I will definitely follow that. And then today I went to the mailbox. I went to our mailbox.
Make sure that you talk a little bit into the mic because you're like, you know, like this.
But don't burp into the mic.
Okay. I'm past it.
Okay.
I'll never bring it up again. Okay. Except at least once a day.
Okay. So I went to the mailbox today and lovely Ashley Slater.
Oh,
she's so sweet. Ashley is the one
that
made the
regular mailbox, not the PO box.
She made our journals for us.
Yes, multiple.
So she sent me a gift and she said, and it's coffee. And she said, I popped into a coffee shop in the next town over. And as I waited in line, I saw this decaf coffee and I thought of you. I squeezed the bag and just had to get it for you. These beans smell amazing. Hints of chocolate, honey grams, and no pencil shavings. Anyway, I'm so excited to spend time getting to know you better in January. God bless, Ashley. Aww. Wasn't that sweet?
Very sweet.
That was really sweet. And then also I got today from Sir Conference, John Jensen.
Oh, yes.
My two tie-dyed t-shirts. He sent me two.
Yes.
So he wanted
cool.
He asked if I wanted a dress. And I said, actually, I would prefer shirts because I don't really wear dresses that often, like not every day. And so he said, well, what are your favorite colors? And I said, oh, I love blues. So he
Now, was this his wife who made these?
No, he makes them.
He makes them?
Oh. He said, dear Tina, I hope you like these tie-dye shirts. I couldn't just make one. One is medium, one is large, just in case they shrink. Or if Adam gets jealous and wants one for himself. I thought we could put them on.
We could go as the Bobsy twins, yes.
Yeah.
Does he sell these? Does he have a website for these?
Yes. He said, all I ask is when people comment on them, and they will, you tell them you got them from Uncle John's Tie-Dyes. I have pages on Facebook and Instagram and a shop.
Uncle John's Tie-Dyes.
And goimagine.com. I'm working on building a small inventory, but my intent is to make custom articles on request.
As tie-dye goes, they're really good tie-dyes.
And he did some things for us with the sketchy cuts. Like he gave us awesome gifts and he put that on the back burner for now. So thank you, John.
That's very nice.
I love it. They are beautiful. I don't know the first thought of how to even do something like that. They're like works of art.
No, people are creative. I did want to just ask everyone to pray for Salty Crayon's dad, who's not doing so well.
And
he sent us a note about it. He's got Alzheimer's and he sent us a note and he asked for prayers. And so we've been praying for him. We ask other people to pray for Salty Crayon's dad, please.
Yes.
What else we got? Is that it? Is that what we got for now?
That's what I got.
Well, you know what that means.
Question of the week.
The question. I know you asked me to do it. I know I failed.
I know.
I appreciate coming back. My brain is tired.
I know.
Very tired.
All day.
The question of the week. Actually, the question was going to be, how do we get rid of the question of the week?
Yeah, that's what I go. I go, the question of the week, should we retire the question of the week?
Exactly. But you didn't. I'm so proud of you. You're a true podcaster because I know that it's hard for you to do it, even though you're so good at it. And then once you're doing it, you're always happy you did it. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. We talked about this, so I think I know the answer, but our listening audience does not.
Okay.
Okay. And this came up because Annette and I were actually chatting about this last week when we had lunch. What is your love language and why?
Do you know what the love languages are? Isn't it five or six love languages?
Yes.
I need to choose wisely.
Okay. Hold on.
Uh-huh. I think I know what it is, but, why don't you give them, where does this come from? What does this come from? This love language? It's not a Jesus thing. It's just a thing.
Originally developed by marriage counselor, Dr. Gary Chapman in his 1992 book, The Five Love Languages Are.
Five.
Yeah. Words of affirmation,
mm-hmm.
quality time,
mm-hmm.
physical touch,
mm-hmm.
acts of service,
mm-hmm.
and receiving gifts.
So love language can be, it doesn't just have to be from you. It can be from anybody.
Let's just say it's from me.
All five. words of affirmation are very important to me.
And why?
Why? That's not in the book.
That's two
questions of the week.
I posed it that way. I said, what is your love language and why?
I would say usually, that's an interesting question. Because I want to be doing things right. I think it sounds kind of odd. I mean, I'm not quite sure. It depends on the situation, but when you affirm me, I place high value on that, no matter what it is, even if it's I place high value on affirmation from you specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is that good enough?
Yes. You pass.
I have a feeling you may have the same love language.
I do.
Yeah.
You know that. Yeah. I absolutely have words of affirmation because I, more so in the written form, I love cards. I love letters.
Yes.
I love notes.
Yes.
I love that more so than, I mean, I obviously love when you speak thoughtfully and loving.
Do text messages count?
The written word, not necessarily like cards. I love cards.
Yes.
I do. I love cards.
Memo to self, not enough cards.
You have enough. You have a million cards in Pandora's box right here.
I do.
You order five of them on Amazon every time. I know that you
have
do.
Have you looked at them? Have you looked at my stash?
You should use them. Why do you keep ordering more?
Well, so whenever it's anniversary, Christmas, birthday.
Do you have any general "I just love you" cards?
You want me to get them? Want me to get them? Hold on.
This is hilarious. Okay, hold on.
Oh, he's opening up the closet. He is opening up the closet. Oh my gosh! How many do you have?
A whole bunch. Okay, so this I'll read them. These are the ones. Oh, wait, that's
are these
that
the
one's
V-jects?
From you. Yes. Well, the ones that I haven't used yet.
Oh.
Or usually I don't use them. Okay, here we go. So this was one for your birthday that I didn't give you because I gave you a different one. When I tell you happy birthday, what I'm really saying is you're the reason for so much that's happy in my life inside. When I tell you happy birthday, I'm saying how grateful I am for the day you came into the world and the ways you've made mine better. And when I tell you happy birthday, I mean, I'm celebrating with you all my lucky heart.
Well, you can't give that to me now.
No.
Well, what are you going to do with those?
Well, I'm just going to keep them.
You don't have to read
one.
The whole thing.
This was our anniversary.
Okay. Oh.
4-year anniversary.
Oh. It says 4 years? That was a year and a half ago.
Yes. I still have it. Okay. I decided not to give you this one. 4 years, 48 months, 1,460 days, 35,040 hours, 2,102,400 minutes. Together 4 years and still counting, happy anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't use that.
No. Well, I can't use it because we've been, it's 4 years.
We're going on 6 years.
Don't you like these though?
Yeah, they're nice. Well, I don't know why you didn't just give them to me.
Because I gave you a different one. I can't
give
you a whole.
Why can't you give me more than one?
For my wife on her anniversary.
Oh, another one.
I wonder
is
if you...
Is this a third-year anniversary card?
This is a, like, I was like, this is too much text.
Oh, you don't have to read it all.
Oh, you think that's boring? I think people think it's endearing.
Well, you can read the front.
The front is...
Let me see
all
the
right,
front.
The front.
Oh, that's a lot. It's a book. You don't have to read that.
But that's how I want to make sure that I, you know, I'll get a whole bunch. I'll buy them on Amazon. And
back
then,
up. Skirt. The reason that you have an arsenal of cards in there.
No, it's not. This is not.
Yes.
No. It's not. It's not because I forgot once. No, this is not. This is not a stash.
What?
You just heard the one from 4 years ago.
Because you learned on our second anniversary.
No. What happens is when I'm buying the cards and I have to see it, I have to feel it, I have to know that it's the right thing. I get the cards in and I look at them. Like, no, I don't. I choose which one I think is the best. I shop for cards for you. This is how much I love you. I shop for, and I discard the ones that I don't think are good enough.
Here's the thing, though. Okay, let's go back to...
No, let's not! Let's not do that. That's not the reason why I do this. It's because I want to get the perfect card for you. I don't see why you can't... You burper?
No.
I can't understand why you don't... Why, I got to throw everything I have at her now. I don't understand why you don't just understand that I am trying to get the perfect card for you and I discard the rejects.
But, okay, let me ask you this question. Did you start doing this after our second year anniversary, or did you start ordering cards?
No, this is recent. This is maybe 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. No, okay. It was not after that. Okay. No, it was not like, oh, I better have a backup.
Everybody knows the story.
Can we get out of here, please? I need to leave. We're never doing a Curry the Keeper after a No Agenda again. I get too much trouble. I love you, darling.
I love you, too. Oh,
God. See you next week.
Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the